The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Sometimes I'll buy a generic when I go to the grocery store to save some money, but there's certain things I refuse to replace. Let's talk about that on Friday morning. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Gosh, we made it. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so my daughter, Ava-matic, started making breakfast, and she loves that we love her food. She's proud that she's a good cook.
She's kind of gifted when it comes to cooking.
That is one of the beauties of having a teenage daughter, right?
Right.
Or a teenager,
teenager.
Most teenagers don't cook.
Well, most teenagers don't
cooked.
Most teenagers don't do anything proactive in the house.
Whatever.
So she calls me. She said, Mom, I cook. Can you pick up some tortillas? I said, I'm running late. She's like, oh my gosh, I don't have time to go to the mercado. So she just ran down to the grocery store, got some tortillas. I came home. She said, did you go to the mercado? And I said, no. She's like, oh, we have these ugly tortillas.
Ew.
She did not want the fake corn tortillas, but we had to settle.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we had to eat them. And she bought two huge packs.
Man.
Then she sends me to the mercado, and the two huge packs are just there in the refrigerator.
Damn, what are y'all going to do with these packs?
I don't know. Does somebody want these fake giant packs of corn tortillas? Because we're not going
to
eat them.
Feed them to the dogs. We can just like use them as like little frisbees for the dog.
What do you mean?
No.
Fake tortillas. At that point, are they wraps or what are they?
They're like, no, they're corn tortillas, but they're not real. We go to the mercado, you see las señoras and the guys.
They're just not.
Well,
they make them fresh.
They're
mass
produced.
Yeah. Do you see them making them by hand, these fresh corn tortillas? When they bag them up, they're warm and just delicious. And then you go to the fake paper and they're not good.
Damn, dog. TBH, I'm a flour guy anyway. But yeah, some like generic corn tortillas, when they're bad, they're bad, dude.
What are you not giving
up? Crackers.
What are you not giving up?
What am I not giving up ever? That's a tough question. I'm probably coffee, I guess. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're a coffee snob.
I'm just looking at coffee in front of me and I wouldn't pay top dollar for coffee. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Bad coffee is horrible. That
what is
bitter?
Bad coffee to you, DJ Automatic? God. Is it a bad blend? What are you talking here? You
walk down here and go to the office coffee here?
No.
The generic stuff that they buy.
Gas station coffee. Sometimes.
I'm a coffee snob.
I don't drink coffee like that, but I do miss the coffee pot. We're in a generation of, what is it, those little packs?
The pods.
Yeah, the little pods,
we
dude.
We keep it OG
we
at the house.
OG,
oh, there it is, dude. That's what it's about, dog. That's what it's about.
I don't drink
coffee, but I would never sacrifice a coffee pot. It's just a synopsis of society of where we're at right now, okay? Everything instantly. You just pop it in. No, dude, come on. Brew this stuff up, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
dog. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead. We got Groundhog's Day, everybody.
Oh, and PETA, leave Punxsutawney Phil alone.
I know.
You're not getting rid of him.
Did you see that? They're trying to come for Punxsutawney Phil. They're trying to take his job.
And the village says we treat this groundhog better than we treat our children. What are you talking about?
Have you seen where he lives? It's cleaner than my place.
I know.
Yeah, he probably gets homemade tortillas, too.
He looks like it. He's so fat.
Damn.
Sorry.
How are you gonna fat shame a freaking whatever that thing
chubby,
is?
Chubby, it looks cute.
I'm just on PETA's side now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, normally I am not a very jealous person, but today's Down in the DM breakdowns got me thinking. Andre and James, they took a break. Now they're back on now, okay? 100% back together. But James's cousin told Andrea some things that make her think he's still on a break in his mind. Take a listen.
Last week, we were at his mom's house for her birthday, and his cousin showed me all these comments on Instagram and told me it's the same girl that he matched with on Tinder during our break.
Here's what happened when I called him and pretended to be someone from the dating app. You know what, James? I was going to ask you if you wanted to, you know, grab a drink. I was going to...
All right. I was going to tell you this before you got here, but I actually just got back together with my ex.
You're in a relationship right now?
As of now, yeah. We're working on things.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah. He's not doing anything wrong.
All right, it did not go down. But hold on, the convo continued during a Down on the DM. Listen.
Jessica told me about that girl from Instagram.
I told you, my cousins just love to start my whole family's drama all the time. I tell you.
I know, but well, who is this girl then?
I met her online a few months ago, but look, I wasn't going to meet up with her. I told her I have a girlfriend. You heard that, right?
But are you going to unfollow her?
Okay, stop. are you going to unfollow her? I don't think it's a big deal.
I do not miss those conversations.
Okay, Anthony, when you started dating someone, were you pressured to unfollow women, or did you pressure them to unfollow their exes?
I've never pressured anybody to unfollow, but I've been pressured to unfollow some women. Yes, I have.
No.
How does that conversation go?
Well, sometimes it starts with like, oh, why did you like her photo? Or why are you commenting this on this person's photo?
Hold on. How she know you like her photo?
Because women lurk. That's what they love to do.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know,
I lurk, but I don't let DJ Automatic know I'm lurking on his exes. How you telling on yourself, ladies? Come on. That didn't even make any sense. I don't follow any of my exes. I don't even know if they're online. But I know for a fact if I did, DJ Automatic wouldn't like it.
Mm. Oh.
I don't care that you talk to your exes online.
I don't really talk to anybody.
Swear on everything.
I mean,
that
once
you don't.
Or twice a year I'll have somebody hit me up, and those people, I don't even think of them as exes anymore. They're just friends.
So what if I did?
You know what? These hypothetical situations, they don't make sense, okay?
Line two, you've been holding. Cheyenne, what do you think?
You know, my opinion is this. If you can't follow an ex, then you probably shouldn't be in the relationship because there isn't a layer of trust.
I agree.
I have ex-boyfriends on my Facebook, on my Instagram. They're friends. I've known them for 25 years. There's nothing there. Sometimes we pick up the phone. We're like, hey, how's life?
Yeah.
Your family, is your dad okay?
If you have to cut a friend off for someone new in your life, I'm going to tell you right now, red flag.
You know.
Red flag.
I don't know. She technically is right, and that's the most mature thing to do. But as a man, I don't know if I could sign off on that.
As an immature man?
Yeah,
so just admit it.
Yeah, as an immature man. I'm sorry. I can't sign off on it.
Hey, at least he's so honest. No.
You're an honest, immature man. No, I really think if somebody's telling you to cut your friends off, it's not a good thing. I think it's controlling, and it's also a sign of insecurity.
Well, okay, thanks, Dana.
You're an immature, insecure man.
Even though being insecure, if they've been intimate with each other and they've cheated on you type thing,
that's different.
Then I would be like, yeah, no, that's not, you're not doing that.
I am stuck between being immature and the reality that the majority of your exes, no offense, but if they're like any other men, they're not really intending just to be friends.
Yeah, but if you don't want to cheat, you're not going to. That means you don't trust your person.
Yeah. Sure.
You can't make somebody cheat that don't want to cheat.
I also feel the disrespect from the guys.
My man makes me feel like I walk on Stay Puff Marshmallow Cloud.
There isn't another.
You know what I'm saying? There ain't another dude that I want more than that dude right there.
How do you feel about your partner following their ex on social media? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Leonardo DiCaprio spotted with Regina Hall. Remember her from Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice. Is this a new couple alert in Hollywood? What am I talking about? This story and more, Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We have Shakira celebrating her birthday, Julia Fox, and homie of the show, that Mexican OT, celebrating birthday as well.
Let's go. All right, so I want to talk about Justin Timberlake going back on tour. We've seen him with Jay-Z. He's worked with Timbaland. I mean, the man is talented. But why would he go up on stage and say this?
I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Britney Spears just apologized to you. Now she's saying, F you, call your mama. What happened with Justin Timberlake years ago at the Super Bowl, that wardrobe malfunction. Janet Jackson took all of the flack, has never been able to perform on a halftime show.
I don't think this was about Janet Jackson. I think this was directly to Britney Spears.
I don't care.
He doesn't want her apology, which I understand because, I mean,
he didn't say he didn't want it. He said he's not apologizing. Why don't just shut up and move forward, sir? What happened to her?
I think he just did.
Was a lot. No, he didn't. He didn't shut up.
I think that was the last of it.
Ooh. Well, I don't think so. I think he just opened another can of worms, and here we are talking about it. Of course, he's going on tour.
Could be very contrived.
All right, now we're going to talk about Leonardo DiCaprio and Regina Hall. She's one of my favorites. She's been one of my favorites for a minute. I saw there was a headline, they're having dinner together. I mean, there is a photo of these two getting close, right?
Uh-oh.
In North Hollywood. Yeah, I was like, what's happening?
Dana, she is way too old to be with Leonardo DiCaprio. She's not old for life, but she's over 25.
So they're making a movie together, DJ Automatic, you're
right. Which will probably be an amazing movie, but I knew they weren't dating.
I knew they weren't either. I guess I was just hoping he was finally going for a mature woman.
Maybe I could date her. I would.
Check the photos at Dana Cortez on Instagram. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We're going to take a whole different twist right now and talk about people in our lives that don't deserve to be in our lives.
Hello.
Okay.
I think it's important. So automatic Anthony A, you know, off mic, we're talking about bad friends. Bad friends.
Are they even really friends, though, or just bad acquaintances? People that are in your life that you can't fully get rid of them because they're surrounding you because they know a lot of other people or they're in the same business.
I think it might have been a little bit of past tense. Maybe they started off as friends and then friends, you know, you separate. You're not friends anymore.
Okay, let me tell you something. Automatic had a lot of friends when I met him that were just kind of using him, and he didn't see it. I had to tell him, you were in abusive relationships with like three men.
Damn.
When I met you, and you would not see it, and I don't understand it.
Because I don't think men think about relationships the same way that women do as far as when it comes to friendship. I don't have to have like a deep relationship. We have something in common, like we're all DJs or we all work at the same place. That's as deep as the relationship has to go.
But allowing someone to mistreat you is an abusive situation. I'm sorry.
I don't think at the time I knew that. I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't know I was being stolen from at that point. And once I figured
stolen
it out,
Anthony, they were stealing from.
I think also
once I figured it out, we're obviously not friends anymore.
8 years later.
To Automatic's defense, though, too, like a guy, like if I have a good bromance, it might blind me from, you know, this person's alternate intentions with me.
And has it happened to you, Anthony?
Yeah, it's definitely happened to me, dude, for sure. And it sucks when it does happen and then you miss.
You have to break up with your bromance guy.
That's tough, dude. That's the hardest part, bro.
I don't know that you ever fully break up a bromance. You just don't talk as much
anymore.
Well,
that's a breakup.
Ah,
that's
dude.
What that is.
Yeah, we're different when it comes from women, though, right? Because if once a person does me wrong, absolutely no apology, nothing. I'm never talking to that person again if they do me that bad.
I'm a big proponent of the cutoff.
Ooh.
I'm a woman, and so we need closure. Yes. We need to talk about it for weeks on end before I feel satisfied. And even then, I'm still trying to figure out what went wrong. You know what I mean?
And then you can talk about her behind her back after.
Exactly. Jeez. And still meet up for lunch.
Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.